Do you see yourself in this story? Where do you see yourself in this story? It seems that every time I hear it, depending on what's happening with me that year at that time, maybe I see myself as a different character, or maybe I see myself in several of the characters, or most of them, but maybe one more than another on a given year at a given time. Also, are we tempted, or I should say, are you, like me, tempted to say, well, at least I'm not a Judas. At least I'm not one of the torturers. At least I'm not one of the mockers. One thing we can learn from that is that whether it's the betrayer, the torturer, the mocker, does not indicate whether that person then came to faith and came to holiness. As we know, the soldier that pierced him cried out, "Truly, this was the Son of God." So the Lord can work a great miracle in the heart to the one who witnesses his death, even witnesses his death due to that person's very own sins. Where do you see yourself in this story? Are we like Peter, who boasted that he was able to go with the Lord to suffering and death, only to deny him three times when the time actually came? Do we see a little bit of Pilate in ourselves, who knew that this man was innocent, and yet, out of cowardice and out of expediency, allowed the innocent man to be put to death? Do we see some of Caiaphas in ourselves, the cold, calculating one who said that it's better that one man should die for the people, that unwitting prophecy that he gave? We don't only have to see ourselves as the sinners here. We can identify in many ways, I'm sure, with our Blessed Mother. Many of us, I'm sure, have had family troubles and just wept and been heartbroken over troubles that we've seen our children have. And so we can identify in some way with Mary as well and with many of the others. Perhaps we can take comfort in the fact that the disciples, those who followed the Lord, those who listened to him, those who experienced his compassion, his miracles, lost their courage and ran away. Maybe we can take comfort in that fact because they were later moved to repentance and faith and to return, and so that we are assured that the Lord will not hold those past mistakes against us if we've repented. I think this all teaches us, you know, the fact that we can identify with the sinners, we can identify with those who suffered along with Jesus, we can even in many ways identify with the Lord himself, who came and identified himself with us and took on sin and showed us just what the ugliness of sin looks like. It looks like a man bleeding on the cross. It sounds like nails hammering in through his flesh. It looks like a man struggling and dying and losing his last breath. And yet, I believe the lesson that we can learn here is that we are going to either be crucifiers or we are going to be crucified. And yet that's not the end of the story. We are going to be crucifiers. We are going to be the ones, we are the ones who have put him on the cross. And every strike of the hammer and every gash from the scourging that we see are our sins. And yet we must not stop there. Because what he assures us of is that when we believe in him, when we believe that he's the Son of God, and when we repent, then he will take us to the cross with him. And he will take us to the resurrection with him. And he will fill us with his life so that those sins can be forgiven and atoned and completely erased from the mind of God himself. Because the love of the divine person of Jesus Christ is great enough to satisfy the justice of God. Even the smallest possible sacrifice that the Son of God made would have been enough to satisfy God's justice. And yet love does not stop there. Love goes all the way to the cross. And Jesus' love shows us that in this life, love is going to mean sacrifice and wounds and suffering, but it is also going to mean resurrection. Am I allowed to speak that word yet? Or do we have to wait another day and a half? So when we hear the hammer ringing, and when we witness the blood dripping down, be assured with the assurance of faith that we need not be discouraged, no matter how many or great our sins are. Because with faith and with repentance, he will embrace and kiss us from the cross. He will lift us up to the cross with him, so that with him we can say, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Into your hands I commend my body. Into your hands I commend my soul, my strength, and all my love.